Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a pleasant good afternoon and welcome everybody to Fans in the Pro, Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister on this November 1st. It is the All Saints Day, of course, also November 1st, 1966. The Saints became an NFL team. This is their 58th anniversary. They were the 16th franchise. They started to play in 1967. You know what number 15 team was? They started to play a year earlier, Deuce? Start off with a trivia question.
Well, no, it was Atlanta.
Yeah, it was. Atlanta was the 15th team. Saints were the 16th and been enemies ever since. The Saints were part of, in 1967, the Capital Division, Philadelphia, Dallas, Washington, and New Orleans. So today is their anniversary. How are you? Happy post-Halloween.
Happy post-Halloween. So what year did Tampa come in?
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't too far after it, if I remember correctly.
I just know that they lost a lot of games until the Saints were their first victory. I don't remember the year. 78? Well, Charlie? I know Charlie's going to answer for me.
I don't want that bad news.
76. 76 they came into the league with those orange and uniforms.
The popsicle.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, I think we've begun the last few Fridays, but hey, this is an important week. It's an important week. Maybe we didn't do it week three and week four, but I think week five, six, seven, and eight.
We didn't do it last week because I wasn't with you.
That's right. That's right. It was Charlie and I from the Superdome. I did the show from the Superdome.
From the dome, and I was
You're right.
L.A. Headed to L.A.
But we would have, though.
No, we would have. But look, you know what? We may have to do in the break. We may have to switch seats. I've been trying everything. I have tried everything to kind of wash away the jinx. Whatever voodoo, hex, whatever we got going on, how can we wash it away? So we may have to switch seats in our break.
I'll try whatever you want, man. I'm with you. And so we've weathered the storm of the offensive line, and every team can handle injuries. It's when you get the bunches at positions. And so they, you know, weathered the storm on the offensive line, but it was tough. And now it's the defensive backfield. Marshawn Lattimore out. Also, Kool-Aid McKinstry out. They're done. They will not play. And so
and you've got to throw in Paulson Adebo.
Paulson Adebo on IR.
And you've got to throw in Will Harris.
Will Harris on IR, who made, on his first defensive play of the season, picked off Bryce Young.
Yeah.
And so they are out. Rico Payton is injured, but he is the closest to having. He's questionable. Now, he didn't practice all week with a bad back. He's questionable. So at this juncture, if you say he plays, you have Alante and Rico Payton. And if he doesn't play, on the practice squad, you've got Shamar John Charles, Roderick Teamer, a safety, and they did sign a defensive back, Trey Herndon, earlier this week. Wow.
Well, I mean, not only that, you're going to have to call up a couple of defensive backs regardless.
Yeah,
I mean,
John Charles and Roderick, those were the practice squad guys. That's who I'm talking about.
Called up to the active roster.
Not yet.
Already.
I mean, tomorrow.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have to do that. And so the other part of it is, of those guys that's hurt, because we've seen them do this as well, there may be a situation where they have to release someone and sign, because you can only call up two players. So I may need even more bodies.
Put
somebody on the active roster, but I have to release someone to be able to do it. I mean, because you're talking about defensive back. Tell me what the running back room looks like.
Jamal Williams, doubtful, and you have Alvin and
Taysom.
And Kendre's out. Yeah, Kendre's. Let me just go through all of them.
No. So just like defensive backs.
Yeah.
You technically only have one running back. You have.
They put Jordan Mims back on the practice.
Well, he's on practice squad.
So yeah, that's what you're talking about. You need two defensive players almost certainly for your practice squad elevations.
Correct.
So now I still need a running back. So somebody's got to go on the active.
Somebody's got to go on the active.
Somebody's got to be expendable enough.
Well, not even expendable enough. It's just I need the bodies.
Right.
It's not even expendable.
I don't even know
enough.
Where that comes from. What position? Who's stacked position wise? Right.
I don't think any position is stacked.
Right.
But for one game, that's what you're going to have to do. I mean, because technically, honestly, you would love to have three backs. I mean, because even if Mims is signed to the active roster, Alvin is dealing with an injury already. So you're going to have Prentice, who will probably get a carry or two, and it's going to be Taysom. It's going to be Taysom. I mean, because if Jamal can't go.
And he's doubtful. Most doubtfuls.
Most doubtfuls have to be either elevated tomorrow or he's going to be ruled out completely. Tomorrow. It won't be a situation where it's Sunday. He will be either elevated to questionable tomorrow or he's going to be ruled out. That's what you're going to get on your doubtfuls.
Wow. Well, I will say the difference being that for the first time in a while, when you look at the other team in the last 4 or 5 weeks, they're putting guys on just to make it look good.
They're beat up as well.
Right.
But even with Carolina, I'm like, man. You got some guys that I think were full potential participants, and they're still either questionable or doubtful, right?
Yep. Yeah. Tommy Trumbull, who was full, he's questionable.
And I'm like, wait, if he's full practicing, there's no reason for him to be questionable. He's got to play.
Jaden Crumity was full practice all week, and he's doubtful. And they're out.
Well, so. I think he was coming off of an injury, but he's still, you know, how can I practice the whole week and I'm doubtful?
Right, they have two, three, Jonathan Brooks, he's questionable. They have two guys who practiced all week at full and are doubtful all week. And the last one was a doubtful is Adam Thielen.
Correct.
Which is big because that was today. He didn't practice today.
Well, but he's missed time as well. But, yeah. Like, even with Thielen, you normally would say he's going to go. But the problem why he may not go is Leggett, the other receiver.
Is questionable.
Is questionable because he's got, a toe injury that popped up this week, I think, as well. And so, man, it's
and they traded away Deontay Johnson.
This week?
Yep.
So.
This is exactly what you would expect. If I said, these are the injury reports for 1-7 and 2-16.
That's what I was about to say. So you've got two teams that are struggling, and you're moving bodies. You're trying to find out, hey, you know, and from a game plan standpoint, you talk about how in-depth can you get. Well, I don't want to say it's guaranteed that Derek Carr plays, but, I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
So Derek, if he's that would be tough. But from a game planning standpoint, I can't overload you. Now with Derek, if he's able to go, you still want him to go out there and compete and be able to get through the system in a game plan. But if there's some hiccups and stuff, it's like, man, what can I give my guys that they can still go out there and run it fast and, you know, be able to make a check and everybody knows where they're going?
Woo! We're going to switch gears. We're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk Pelicans. But by the way, the news of the day for the Pelicans?
They hurt, too.
Injuries. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk with Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Coming up next, Pelicans play tonight, Smoothie King Center against Indiana. You're listening to Fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister, WWLAMFM.com. Always free in the Odyssey app.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. Tonight, 6:30 right here on WWL, we will have the Pelicans pregame show. And at 7 o'clock right here on WWL, the Big 870, we will have the Pelicans in Indiana. If you want to continue listening to WWL regular programming, Boomer and Valenti, and then the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, they're on 105.3 FM. So it gets a little clunky, but you're not going to miss anything. You're not going to miss anything. And joining us now to talk about the Pelicans, Christian Clark, the beat writer for the Times-Picayune and the New Orleans Advocate. Hello, Christian. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing pretty good. How about y'all?
We're good. And so we were excited because we spent the whole first block talking about the rough injuries for the Saints. And we go, all right, let's change gears and talk Pelicans. And the news of the day for the Pelicans, unfortunately, is injuries. Herb Jones and C.J. McCollum. It has been a rough start for first five games and injuries.
You know, I'm on my way to Smoothie King Center right now. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the video of Kyrie Irving saging the building when he played in Boston. But, I mean, I think that's maybe what's got to happen at Smoothie King Center to just get some of that bad juju out of there. It's kind of unbelievable. I mean, really an unbelievable string of bad luck. I mean, the Pelicans are going to be missing basically four tonight. Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson are the only two of those six who are going to be active. I mean, those guys are going to need to play really well. But, I mean, look, I think when you're being realistic about it, this has got a chance to get kind of ugly here in November. It's just you could only sustain losing so much depth.
Christian, I know you, I follow you, but I don't know you as a person. Are you what type of person? I got to get personal, not necessarily personal, but I got to find out some stuff.
What do you want to know?
How do you react to the negativity around maybe social media, like something that you may control, but you don't have any control?
Man, a lot of ways. The mute button, sometimes I get frustrated and participate in it. Other times I just laugh when it's too painful. So it kind of just depends on the day, I guess.
Well, and so now I understand. You can understand where I'm going. Just like the Saints, the Pelicans have flipped over from a doctor standpoint, from a training standpoint, to even how they train. But it's really just, I don't want to call it bad luck, it's poor luck. I mean, that's what it truly is. There's no way that you can say when Herb fell that it would be something that would keep him out. There's no way that you can say it. I mean, and so just like the same thing with Murray on the three-pointer that he takes, how he comes down, he goes in braces. There's no way that you're going to say, oh, that's a fracture. And so I just call it poor luck, but the negativity that some people have where it's just like, oh, it's got to be this, it's got to be that. It's almost like for me personally, I don't even want to talk about it because they take the energy, just makes it just like, what am I doing?
Now, I hear you. And I mean, to your point, like, I think there has been stuff in the past where it's occurred and you could point to stuff. And I won't use names, but like, you know, I think in the past it's like, oh, conditioning, maybe it was related. I think right now with what's going on, it is just poor luck, as you said. I mean, DeJounte Murray, one of the reasons the Pelicans love this guy was he never misses games. Like, he's an intense competitor, and he really tries to be in there every single night. I mean, whatever you want to say about him, he played 76 games last year, you know? And, you know, I just think, like, the issues that they're dealing with are mostly just related to luck. I'm trying to go into the building right now. Guys chasing me down. But Deuce, I think you hit it. It's just bad luck.
Well, and the other part of it is when you talk about the actual games, now having to get a team out there, having to try to get up, you know, the goal the last couple of years is to get up 43s. Now, whether you're going to make, you know, let's just go 40% or even high 30s, you know, that's going to be tougher. That will be tougher. But the last couple of games, particularly to go 1-3 on the road, you know, they're really the last three games that you lose, you got beat. You got beat pretty good. And you can say, yes, some of it was because of who's playing and turnovers or, you know, my star player had a bad night or whatever it may be. But the Pelicans got to figure out a way where at least we may not have a ton of turnovers, but we're going to get up some shots.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I think when you're looking at, like, okay, practically this is a very not ideal situation. How do you react to this? Well, Jordan Hawkins is like one guy who's got to slide in there. They don't have very much ball handling. Like, if you just look at their guards, like, Jose Alvarado is really the only guard who I would consider a strong ball handler. I think if you're trying to just stay afloat right now, it's got to be a lot of Zion and Brandon initiating possessions and creating the offense. That's, you know, not only scoring, but creating for others. And there's got to be Jordan Hawkins in there as a play finisher. Like, they need this dude to score, and like the games that he started, he's looked really good, and I'm super high on his talent, like, and you know, just his like emotional makeup. I'm a big Jordan Hawkins fan. Like, they're gonna need some big games from him, and they're gonna need a lot from Zion and Brandon. I mean, I think those two guys were really good on Tuesday, and then not very good at all on Wednesday. We need a lot more nights like Tuesday than Wednesday from them.
So we kind of started off talking about the injuries, but I never really gave them to you. So Herb Jones, he sustained a right shoulder strain and a small low-grade partial thickness tear in his rotator cuff. So he's looking at 2 to 4 weeks based on treatment and rehabilitation. And C.J. McCollum has been diagnosed with a right adductor strain. That injury occurred during Tuesday's game at Golden State. He's out approximately 2 to 3. So we've been talking about the injuries, but I wanted to go ahead because that was the news. So they finish up on the, you know, they have the home win, start the season in Chicago, then they go on the road. So now this is what I would call weather the storm stretch. You got a 4-game homestand, 7 of your next 9 at home. You're injured all over the place. You've got to weather this storm somehow because you were better on the road last year than you were at home. You were almost 500 at home last year. That can't be. The blender is too good for that to be. But do you agree? You look at these next 7-9 games, man. You've got to weather the storm.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think going 500, you know, in whatever stretch this is, would be a great accomplishment for this team at this point. You know, I think, unfortunately, I'm thinking back to a couple of years ago when they were dealing with a lot of injury stuff. And that 2 years ago, they got off to this great start, and then they lost 10 in a row, and it kind of warped their season. You know, that's that's happened a lot during the B.I. and Zion era. Guys miss time with injuries, and then they go on these losing streaks, and it really just ruins the whole season. They got to try to stay afloat. Look, I think a positive is 10 teams make the postseason. I think going into this year, one of the Pelicans' goals was be a top six team. This definitely impacts that. But I think if you're the Pelicans, you also have to have in the back of your head, 10 teams are going to make the postseason. I mean, four of them are play-in tournament teams. I know they didn't want to be a play-in tournament team again, but like your season is not over. Like, it is still very, very within the realm of possibility to be a play-in tournament team. I mean, who knows? They could catch fire and get up in the top six. But like play-in tournament, I mean, you get in there, you win your way into the playoffs, and you can still accomplish a lot of the stuff you want to accomplish.
So who's other, I mean, somebody's got beyond B.I. and Zion, right? I mean, offense has got to come from somewhere. Where does it come from?
Yeah, I think it's Jordan Hawkins is a big part of the answer there. You know, 23 points the other night in Golden State. He got up 14 three-pointers. I think that's going to be really interesting to watch. You know, can Jordan Hawkins be a high-volume three-point shooter, especially with, you know, Trey Murphy, C.J. McCollum, both out of the lineup, guys who really bring that to this team. You know, I'm looking at him. The other guy that I'm interested to see is going to how big of a role is he going to play tonight? Brandon Boston. They just signed this guy on a two-way contract. He was the MVP of the G League Showcase, you know, not too long ago. I think it was about a year and a half ago. He had like 43 points in that game. I mean, he's a wing who can handle the ball a little bit and shoot. Like, I hate that it's the sixth game of the season, and I'm like, huh, I'm interested to see if get a look at this two-way guy, and maybe he can give them something. That's just the reality of the situation. But, I mean, Jordan Hawkins for sure, and then I've low-key got my eye on Brandon Boston tonight in the next few games.
Christian, I know he won't play, I don't know, probably the end maybe of the homestand sometime next week, but how close is Trey Murphy to being able to come back? Because I know he just started to ramp up a little bit, but are we still a couple of weeks away?
You know, I think we're getting pretty close here. He started sprinting recently. That's a really positive sign. I've heard games, like possible return dates thrown out, and there have been a few different ones, but all of them kind of fall in the 10 to 14 days away range. I mean, I think, you know, it's maybe possible we see Trey Murphy at the end of next week, but, you know, I'm looking at like maybe the Nets game on the 11th. That's one of the dates that's been thrown out to me, and I don't think it's fully decided, but we're getting pretty close, and oh my gosh, do they need him? You know, I mean, a lot of the chatter about the team going into the season was, hey, look, they have so much talent. Like, you know, some really good players are going to have to come off to the bench. It's kind of funny that's what we're talking about. Now it's like, please, God, get back. Like, yes, you're starting, and you're also playing 38 minutes a night, Trey Murphy.
Yeah, well, and I think the biggest thing for him is you don't want to overwork him, so he may be on a restriction for the first couple of games to make sure that he's good to go. But, yeah, you can definitely use his shot on the outside and intrigued. Just hold on. That's what I say. Just hold on. If you can weather the storm and be close to 500 or just under it or even over it a little bit through November, man, you give yourself a heck of a chance.
Deuce, how do you deal with the social media and negativity? How do you react?
I try to. I honestly, I probably have less interaction just because it drains you so much. Some of the stuff, yes, I talk about, but just seeing it and I'm knowing a lot of it is wrong. And it's just like you laugh about it. It's just like it's probably hit me where I have less interaction with it just because it's just I can't do the negative.
That's fair, man. That's a really fair. It's not a fun way to go about your day, and I'm not always great at doing that either. So
yeah, that's the hard part. The hard part is, you know, not looking at it. But we'll see. Hey, it's a four games at the Smoothie King Center, so that's awesome. Seven of the next nine, all of them here on WWL. So Christian, as always, great to talk to you. Appreciate your time, and hope you got into the building okay tonight.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Before we go to break, I want to thank all the good folks at Magazine Pizza for feeding our sports talk crew on game day. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selections in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. Magazine Pizza, SportsFansInThePro.com. Sports fans and the pro, Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister. We're back after a quick break here on WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. And hey, Gulfport, get ready. Join Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier for a special edition of Sports Talk that's live from Rouse's Market in Gulfport tomorrow. Don't miss your chance to meet up with the Cajun Cannon and WWL's NFL and college football analysts. They'll be at the brand new Rouse's Market in the Hansborough Square Shopping Center. Hang out with the two Cajuns, talk some football, make some groceries with Bobby and Mike at the new Rouse's Market. That's at 1444 East Pass Road in Gulfport tomorrow from 1 to 4 and here on WWL and always free on the Odyssey app. And Thursday night football, you had the Jets playing, but you also had Tulane playing on a short week. And, man, do they go into Charlotte, and they roll 34-3 on a short week. And so, great for them. So they are unbeaten still.
Was it at Charlotte?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I might have had a libation or two, but I believe it was in Charlotte.
Well, I mean, how they dominated it, you felt like that it was right here in Uptown. And so, look, Coach Summerall, you knew or you figured just because of what the recent success that they've had, it's almost like they had missed a beat. It's almost like they had missed a beat. And I saw some of the highlights where he had a sideline catch where he just snatches it out of the air. But, man, it's undefeated in conference play.
Yep.
Undefeated in conference play. And if
5-0.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. They should have one more big game coming up.
Yeah, play Navy, who's been and they play Temple on that's next week. It's homecoming. They're back home next week for Saturday at homecoming.
Well, you got Navy, Temple, and Memphis.
Yeah.
And Memphis. Right. And so those, well, all three are big, but those two, Navy and Memphis, will kind of tell the tale as far as postseason, what happens kind of for the Green Wave, but Coach Summerall has it rolling.
Yeah, they've been, I mean, the academies, I mean, Army is, you know, ranked, and Navy's been playing well. I mean, that's impressive. LSU, of course, is open before they have Alabama next week. It feels like this is the break week, right, for college football, right? I mean, so you have Penn State, number 3, Ohio State, number 4, Saturday. That's about it, right?
As far as big matchups.
Yeah. Ole Miss is playing Arkansas, Illinois, Minnesota, Army against Air Force. And that's kind of like, that's your ranked. Number 5, Miami of Florida against Duke. So 5 games tomorrow featuring ranked teams. Boise State plays tonight. So there are a lot of teams taking this week off.
Should be interesting. I mean, I think next week is you get the first, it's not the BCS poll, but the first, whatever we're calling this new poll. I think that comes out next week. So it'll be intriguing to see where teams fall and, you know, how it all continues to shake out in college football with, you know, you will have the 12-team playoffs that we will be featuring in, you know, kind of how it all unfolds.
Yeah, because nobody knows, right? I mean, you kind of know it was certainly better because it's made a lot of games important still that for teams loss.
I can lose.
Right.
And I'm not out.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. I could probably lose maybe twice.
Depending on the opponent.
Depending on the opponent and not be out. And so I think that gives a lot of teams, particularly if you're in a conference, that, hey, you know, you're going to have six teams that are ranked in your conference. Then that gives you a little comfort in knowing that, hey, look, a ranked team beat me, you know, whether it was the number 3 team or the number 9 team, and then you play other teams that are good, so you got a chance to get back or move back up into the rankings. But yeah, we just don't know how it's all going to unfold. You know that you will have, I guess, I don't know if we call it the Power 4, Power 5, whatever, you know you're going to have some of the champion teams that are automatic qualifiers, but then, like you talked about, the two loss or the one loss teams, man, it's going to be very, very intriguing.
We shall see. We'll take a quick break. This is Fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. We are back after this with you until 6 o'clock tonight here on WWLAMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Heading up towards news at 5 o'clock. At 5:20, we're going to talk to David Newton. He's with ESPN, Carolina Panthers reporter. We'll get you set for Sunday, 1 o'clock in Charlotte, noon here. And Deuce, I tried this week to get some clarification on a couple of those calls Sunday in Los Angeles, beginning with the pass by Justin Herbert, who it very much could have been a fumble. He throws
it, illegal touching.
Illegal touching. I mean, it's illegal touching.
Right.
Right? Because I don't care
you're
that the – I don't care
still,
that the –
You're still waiting on a response, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's – I here's kind of – I asked Coach Allen because I know he wasn't going to, you know, criticize the call. I said, what was the explanation they gave you? Because the whole play seems to be that it would be illegal touching or grounding or a lot of things because he was in the pocket, threw it to an offensive lineman who was not eligible.
The only way that you can say that, because the back was in the air.
Yes, yes.
But the ball hit the line.
Right.
So it wasn't like, oh, it hit the ground, so it's not illegal touching or grounding, because if it crossed the line of scrimmage, it's different. In the pocket, I mean, there's two penalties that you could have called. And they called neither.
Right. And that's what Coach Allen said. He said, they told me because Dobbins was in the vicinity that's where the call. I'm like, all right. That didn't feel right. Still doesn't feel right. And then I asked him about the punt for Jermaine. He called the fair catch.
And once it hit the ground.
Once it hit the ground. And I get that part, that if you call for a fair catch and you don't do it, then they treated the NFL as a fair catch. They dropped the flag kind of where you called the fair catch. That was really a marker. It wasn't a penalty. I can't remember.
No, they threw the flag, and then they waved the flag off.
Right. So my point is, if you call the fair catch, you don't make the fair catch, right? So that you weren't treating it as a fair catch because maybe it's 10 yards in front of you. You call for the fair catch, and you've misjudged it badly.
Correct.
You go up to do it, and to catch the ball or get the ball on a bounce, and it hits you, it's a live ball.
It's a live ball.
You can't have it both ways.
Unless the rule has changed, and that's what I need to clarify, unless the rule has changed, it used to be, and it still may be, it used to be if you call fair catch and the ball hits the ground, not that the ball is live, but you can't advance it. So if the recovering team or the kicking team touches the ball is dead where it's at. But as an offensive guy, if you go and touch the ball is live. And if you touch it and you don't, let's just say you mobble it,
you muff it,
right? It's a live ball. They can recover it. They can recover the football. So
if you can do that, if you can go up and muff it, then you should be able to go up and advance it.
And advance it. And so that's how it used to be. Unless the rule changed because of safety, maybe that's one I missed. But I knew it shouldn't have been a penalty because even if you catch it, fair catch it, and you take off running, they blow the whistle dead.
Right.
You know, it's not, oh, let me throw a flag. You fair caught it. I mean, you waved, you fair caught it, the whistle blows, it's dead. So it was just confusing.
It was. And then one of the things that I asked Coach Allen, the same thing. He gave me the same answer that we just talked about. That, yes, if you call for a fair catch and it lands on the ground, it's considered dead at the spot. But that if you go up and attempt it, then it's a muff. I'm like, well, it just feels like you can't have it both ways. But I don't know. I wasn't talking about it with him. But clearly, if Jermaine, and I assume he will be, you know, he made a couple of decisions, right, from a punt return where he caught one at the 4, one at the 5. He returned one 9 yards. But, I mean, you know, you're still.
I am counting my steps.
Right.
If I am going back 1, 2, over my head, let it go.
Right.
If they pin it inside the 2, hey, great job.
And the other two were, you know, J.K. Scott, man, he booted the heck out of the ball, a 59-yarder and a 67-yarder. The 59-yarder, he danced too much, and he didn't hit it. But the last one, outkicked his coverage, he ran it back 18 yards. Saints had it almost in midfield. That's what you got to do. Listen to Deuce.
Just hit it. No, I mean, he's outkicked his coverage.
Yep.
No need to set it up anymore. Just go.
You're right. All right. News is coming up next. We got another hour of Fans in the Pro. Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Again, we'll talk with David Newton as we get ready for the Carolina Panthers. The 1-7 Panthers and the 2-6 Saints. Not where either team wanted to be, but it is what it is. We're back after this. The news is next.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. Fans in the Pro, Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. The Pelicans at 6:30 right here on WWL. Tip-off at 7 o'clock, the pregame show at 6:30. And again, if you want to continue listening to WWL regular programming, kick off with Boomer and Valenti, followed by the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. You keep listening on WWL at FM, that's 105.3, or the Odyssey app. So we make it easy, but it's not always easy because you got so much happening at once, right? You got the prep football, you got the Pelicans playing, so a lot of stuff happening, but so nice just to be able to flip on, you know where the Pelicans are going to be, and that's going to be huge. And so we're getting, ready for Sunday. 1-7 Carolina, 2-6 Saints. I look back and it was Sunday, September 8th is the opening week. The Saints win 47-10, but you know how quickly and how times change. I was looking, so Derek Carr on their first drive, Carr who hasn't played since the Kansas City game, so but his their first drive, he throws the long touchdown pass to Rashid Shaheed. He's out. Bryce Young, his very first pass, picked off by Will Harris. He's out. The pass he was throwing to was to Deontay Johnson. He's gone. Bryce Young didn't play. He played weeks 1 and 2, then came back to play week 8, so he hadn't played a month. So I was kind of like, at what value is kind of the week 1 tape, other than really kind of schematic, right?
Scheme.
Yeah.
Scheme.
Because that you can't – in seven, not a lot – that hadn't changed in 7 games.
Not a lot. I mean, but you're going to go back and see what they did the last 4 games as well, even though Bryce only played one of those. I mean, scheme-wise, they haven't changed as much, but I want to go and see what that scheme looks like, and then I want to be able to see you may see how much better a certain player is playing. Maybe he's playing with a little bit more confidence. Maybe he's not playing with as much confidence. Maybe like the left tackle. Yep. We know he's not up, but just little stuff like that, being able to pick up and be able to see – man, this player is tipping this certain route. This player is tipping this certain run. So I'm looking at from a scheme standpoint, and then I'm going to go back and look at what you've done the last 4 weeks.
And so there, because it's different. If we're just looking at the Carolina offense, first off, again, they traded Deontay Johnson. So Xavier Leggett, the rookie, has played a lot more, but they've got a guy named Jalen Coker, the undrafted free agent from Holy Cross, and he didn't play at all in the first 3 games, but he's become kind of one of their go-to. He's coming off of his best performance of the his career, obviously. Six targets, 78 yards in a season-high, four receptions and a touchdown in Week 8 against Denver, and then David Moore. It's different. You know, they'll be different. We didn't even play against Jalen Coker. Now he's one of their go-to guys.
Well, another thing that you think is just the opportunity. You know, having an opportunity, hey, who can we develop? Who can we see? How can we be able to get this player a little bit more involved? And trust me, guys are always looking for opportunity, whether it's on a 7-0 team or whether it's 2-1 teams.
The surprising part, I don't know, it just felt like to me, Chuba Hubbard is in the top 5 or 6 NFL running backs. He's got 118 carries. He's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th, right? 118 carries, 593 yards, 320+, 3 touchdowns, 5 yards a carry. Miles Sanders, 34 carries, 139 yards, and a touchdown. So this is, and I've watched, you know, several games. This is a team that can run the ball. And will try to run the ball initially against the Saints.
But the problem has always been
they fall behind.
You fall behind.
Right. And so you have to scrap your run game. And it's not like it doesn't mean because, again, you're 1-7. You've had to scrap your run game, and you got a guy 6th in the NFL with nearly 600 yards. That's fairly impressive.
For an offensive player, and if it's me, like, keep feeding me. I'll break one. But the problem becomes time isn't on your side. And so now you're down 10, 14, 17 points. Game gets away from you because you can't continue to run the football.
And they didn't. So you're watching the Denver game. If I just took you and said, hey, I want to show you a couple of series, from the Carolina-Denver game, I'll show you the first offensive series after a Shy Tuttle turnover, and I showed you that series. And then I showed you another series, the last series of the game, which was a touchdown. The problem was the middle for Carolina. Mm-hmm. They scored. They looked like world beaters on the first drive. And on the last drive, they scored a touchdown. The game was over at that point. But they went 7-0, and then they gave up 28 unanswered. So I guess, it felt like Canales was looking for a reason, not last week, but looking for a reason to keep Bryce Young in the lineup. Like, Andy can play.
You want something good to happen for him.
Right.
Andy can play, but you know Andy's not your long-term answer.
Right.
So for Bryce, can I get him some confidence? Can I get him going in any way? I mean, and that's the biggest thing with him. You've sat him down. You let him see kind of, hey, this is what you need to be doing. Now, can I get him out there? Can he go and execute? What can he do? What can he do? And get him playing with some confidence. Get him playing fast.
But you got to feel like because both teams have struggled defensively, right? I mean, I think that's safe to say. And the explosive plays, which has not been a thing for the Carolina offense. But man, this Saints defense—if you can't stop Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders, or collapse the pocket enough to get Bryce Young, which they did in Week 1.
Yeah, and so for Bryce, I don't know if he's a runner. He hadn't been. But with the success that some of the running quarterbacks have had against the Saints, you may want to be. But at the same time, if you're going to just sit in the pocket and not feel comfortable with your reads, it may be a long Sunday for you.
And, that's gone. It went away. Where'd it go? My head. All right.
Well, the Saints are missing so many guys on the back end.
Oh, I got it. I'm sorry. Game 1.
Yeah, the Saints missing so many guys.
Zone blitz, Alante Taylor.
Yeah.
Right? Now he's just starting,
outside corner.
Outside corner.
So I can still do the same thing. It'll be a different player, though.
Right. So things will be a little different. So we're going to continue talking about the Saints and the Carolina Panthers. We will do so on the other side of this break. We will talk with David Newton. He's ESPN Carolina Panthers reporter. So we'll talk to him, get their side of this. Their injury report, not a whole lot better than the Saints. We'll talk about that and more. Fans in the Pro, Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister, Charlie Long in the booth this afternoon, as always, and always appreciate his help. Back after this, WWLAMFM.com, always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, fans in the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. We're talking Saints and Carolina Panthers, and we will do so and get some news from the other side of this, and that's from David Newton, ESPN Carolina Panthers reporter. David, welcome you to the show. You're on with Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister.
Yeah, good to be here. I wonder what the winner gets here. One team's lost six straight and one five straight. I mean, it's or lost. I mean, it's. I don't think I've been around of a matchup like that in a while.
It has been. Both teams desperate, right? I mean, this is not where either team thought they would be. After maybe, you know, the Saints, certainly after the first week, they felt like, you know, world beaters. I guess what is the sentiment in Carolina? You've had, you know, different coaches, so yeah. Many different offensive coordinators. You know, what's the sentiment there?
Yeah, actually, this is exactly where I thought the Panthers would be. The Saints, I thought, after the opener would be a little better. But I know your quarterback situation and injuries had to do with that. And injuries have been a factor here, too, because their defense has been kind of decimated, you know, losing Derrick Brown in the opener there and a really key piece of their defense. But they can't, haven't been able to stop anybody. I mean, double-digit losses for every one of their losses, and the margin of loss is – they're on pace to be record-setting almost. But, yeah, it's kind of, you know, the last 2 years you've seen them move on from one head coach to the next head coach, changing coordinators, changing a lot of everything out here. I mean, it's like so much turnover, and then they've moved on from at one point from 16 through 19, four straight first-round draft picks they moved on from. So many other things have changed that. There's no continuity here, and that's created to what you're seeing right now, just not a very good football team.
Yeah, and David, that's why I guess I was going to ask you, you know, from I know when you talk about getting the opportunity to draft some guys to be able to put a team together, are you starting to see the plan, though? I mean, it normally starts with the quarterback, and I understand how you've been unsettled at that position, but at some point a plan, or at least a vision of a plan, has to start to come together.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Morgan, their GM, and I probably remember, I mean, did you play against Dan, Deuce?
Yeah, I know Dan, and I know Jake, obviously, they do the radio and everything. Well, at least Jake does. He and other linebacker, I can see his face, I can't think of.
Luke.
They do the radio. So
Luke Kuechly.
Them, and I talked to you. I actually met the owner, his wife, before the game, and so I talked to Dan and both of those, you know, the owner, and just – I'm looking for the vision. That's what I'm looking for.
I think that's where I was getting to. You saw the Dan Morgan as a player team back in 2002, 2003, because in 2001 they lost 15 games, 1-15, worse than the NFL. And they slowly but surely brought in players like Dan, and Jake came in to solidify the quarterback spot. But they built a team from 1-15 to a team that went to the Super Bowl in 3 years. And I think Dan's kind of trying to use that same mindset. He says he wants dogs. And the problem is he doesn't have a lot of dogs on his team. Well, a few dogs he had have been injured, especially defensively. I mean, they have nobody to create a pass rush. I mean, it's pretty much non-existent. I mean, Clowney they brought in to be that guy, but he hasn't come close to being that, because when you're down like, you know, two scores in the third and fourth quarter, it's hard to get a pass rush because the other team's not throwing the ball. And so they just don't have a depth right now. I mean, that I said at the beginning of the season, this team on paper has some key pieces that can make it potentially a 6 or 7 win team. But if they start to lose key pieces, the depth is just horrible. And that's what happened. And Derrick Brown in the first game, you know, then Shaq Thompson, the linebacker, and it's just gone downhill from there. They're starting to get some of those pieces back, and I think you'll see them better in a couple of weeks from now. They don't have all those guys. Sorry about the noise out here. I'm outside. But they're getting some pieces. Jonathan Brooks, their second-round pick running back, he'll play next week. DJ Wanham, who was a piece that was supposed to play opposite Clowney this year, he'll be in probably next week. And all those type things make a difference. So, again, I think that's – I apologize for the noise, guys.
It's okay. But, you're good, man. Don't worry about it.
David, it's called life, brother. Don't worry about it.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina, where was devastated this area by the Hurricane of Helene. And, you know, we've been trying to do all we can to try to help with the recovery up here. So we're up here visiting this weekend and trying to see what we could do. But anyway, back to the team. They've been kind of like a team wiped out by a hurricane in a lot of ways, and just not enough pieces to really have a chance. Even, you know, even like a Bryce Young. I mean, he really struggled in the opener. 0-2, they replaced him. When they brought it back, he had to come back without his top two receivers. Now he's going to be in there without his left tackle, still without the top two receivers that they thought they had coming into the season because Deontay Johnson's moved on and Adam Thielen's still not ready. So just a lot of uncertainty. I've been telling people all week, I said, this team feels like it's 3 or 4 years from being in a position where it can really compete.
Do you feel like, now they had no choice last week because of the Dalton injury, but so Bryce came in and, you know, Deuce and I were talking, you know, on that first drive and the last drive looked like world beaters, but in between, not so much. I guess the question is, are they at some point just going to go, where are we with Bryce Young? They have to see where this quote unquote experiment is going to end up.
That's part of what this week is about. Andy Dalton, if push come to shove, they'd have been a playoff contending team. He could have played this week. But, you know, Bryce showed enough good signs in that first drive and last drive, as you mentioned. Everything in between seemed like a nightmare almost. But Bryce showed enough potential there. And he has improved from what you saw in the opener, I think. And, you know, they saw those pieces and they thought, let's give him another shot. Andy's got the thumb. He would, you know, it could be a few days in the practice before he can really grip the ball and do everything he needs to do well with the passing game. So just go ahead and let him sit and then give Bryce one more week. And so I think you're kind of in a pivotal time for him. But if Bryce can show improvement and show that he's, you know, made another stride from where he did last week, I think he's got a chance to start next week in Germany. But if he doesn't, I think they'll go right back to Dalton.
Well, and I guess, you know, we talked about it earlier from a playmaker standpoint, being able to add, you know, do you feel like the Panthers, because here in New Orleans, listening to the head coach as well as the general manager, they felt like that they won't be sellers as far as the trade deadline as it approaches. We saw Johnson being moved. Do you feel like that maybe some other moves Carolina will be had? Obviously not before the game, but, you know, do you feel like, hey, you know, they figured this player is not in the picture long term? Let's see what we can get for him.
No, unless there's like a player for player trade, and that player for the Panthers was like a Miles Sanders, maybe even Adam Thielen, even though I think they want Thielen in that the locker room with all the young receivers to help them along. If there's a player for player trade that could help them, they would look at it. But they're not looking to trade Bryce Young at all. They're not looking to trade any other key pieces because they don't have many key pieces. I mean, they gave away probably the best receiver they had in a couple of years in Johnson, and mainly because they didn't feel like he was probably part of the culture that they wanted to develop in there. And so that was obvious. Plus, he probably wasn't going to resign after the season, so they got what they could for him. But there's really no other piece that anybody would give anything worthwhile for them to make that move. I mean, if somebody made a move for Bryce Young now, they'd probably want to give him like a fifth or sixth round pick of that. And if you do that after spending all you spent to get him last year in the draft, then you're going to look pretty bad.
What's the fan reaction to Bryce there, right? I mean, you know, even though he's young, I mean, where's their head on the Bryce Young?
I think if you ask most, they would say, yeah, he's been a flop. But, you know, I think they're also at that point where we need to see exactly – kind of like the coaching staff, they need to see what they've got in him. Can he somehow live up to the potential they saw when he was coming out of the draft? Because as well as Andy Dalton played in their first game against the Raiders, and they won that one and won it fairly handily, he's lost 4 straight games. The last 2 have been not close, and he's thrown a lot of interceptions in his last 4 starts. So, you know, if you're going to go 1-4 with Andy Dalton, at what point do you say, hey, we might as well look for the backup quarterback and then Bryce to see if he can maybe give a spark, maybe show that there's something to salvage there moving forward for next season. And as you know all around the league, your backup quarterback, when you have a team that's struggling, is always the most popular player.
Yes, we've played 3 already this year, and also 4 centers.
Exactly.
4 centers. So the injury, you know, for the Saints anyway, I don't know how it's been – You know, a lot of teams can deal with injuries, but when they come at a particular position, Saints offensive line, running back, and wide receiver. So, hey, look, I don't know what you're doing in Asheville, but we appreciate it, right? You're going to help everybody out down there because what happens, we know this, storm comes, everybody cares, storm goes, and then it's the hard work. And so what you're doing there, I can tell you, is appreciative of the people of Asheville. So we appreciate your time as well.
No, I appreciate that. And as you were aware down there, because you guys have been hit, when a storm comes through and wipes everything out, people don't come for a while. And that's kind of what Asheville's experienced. This is their peak time with the leaves changing and the mountains and everything. The people have not returned, and the small businesses, they suffer because of that, and a lot of them go under. And so that's part of our drive to get things returned there and get things going back to the way they were, because they'll rebuild. All the money in the world has been donated. That concert they had at Bank of America Stadium last weekend, the concert for the Carolinas, it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. And that raised $24.5 million. But if the people don't come back, those businesses, even with that money, are gonna go under. So that's kind of our drive and our passion right now.
Well, good. Well, they'll come back. Trust me. They said New Orleans was dead 20 years ago. I mean dead, 2005. And so it'll come back. And hope to see you on Sunday. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. That's a good example of New Orleans. Thanks so much.
Thanks, David.
David Newton, ESPN Carolina Panthers reporter. That's got to be tough, right? I mean, you know, what they've gone through.
Normally, football allows you to take your mind off of it.
Right.
But when the team is not winning, then you can't even take your mind off of it. So that's the toughest situation. And then, like he was talking about, that area, this is their money season. This is peak season for them. This is when people visit them. You won't have that. And that's what he's talking about, small business not being able to hold on because there's no funding coming.
It's such a beautiful area, that part of western North Carolina, Asheville, as you get up into the mountains. And, man, it's you're right. So you got to – but that's what I say. When the storm rose, it's happening. Everybody's focused on you. It's the month after and the months and months after when they kind of, you know – don't forget about you, but you're not top of mind either. And that's why I was kind of curious is, you know, Carolina with so many coaches and so many coordinators. I mean, this whole rebuilding thing, it's got to be almost laughable now because you do it every year, right? I mean, what does it mean anymore?
That part. And at some point, I have to have a vision. And right. That's where I want to see, what is the vision? You can talk about dogs. You can talk about tough. Okay, you got one. How can I get multiple? So from a drafting and even having to overspend, because that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to overspend. You're going to have to gamble on a Deontay Johnson. But then he's got to be the right fit. So, you know, Dan and those guys, they've got their work cut out for him because – it's a lot easier for me to sell, I have Patrick Mahomes and we've won multiple Super Bowls to, oh, yeah, this is the fourth head coach in the last 6 years. And we haven't won, you know, 10 games in X amount of years. And so when you have to do that, you kind of have to hit on draft picks and then you have to be able to bring in the right free agents. And even then, you're probably overpaying for the right for free agents because they know it's no short-term answer for you.
When you lose, everything comes into play. And so that's the same, you know, I would imagine people are going away. What's the Saints' vision, right? But when you lose, well, those are the questions that come.
100%. And so you can lean on, the Saints have leaned on what they have done previously. But the problem becomes, you ain't doing it now. How can you recapture that?
The 2020 season. That was the last play. It was a 2021 playoff game.
But it's the
2020 season.
Yeah, and so the question is, how can you recapture that? And you still have some players that were there and were a part of it, and it's on them to kind of show them, hey, nah, this is how we're going to do this. We not going out like that. We're not going out, you know, the way we're going out right now. And this is how we change it.
Did you guys have captains meetings with Anything with the
man,
coach?
They late with a captain's meeting. Yeah. That should have been, you know, and it probably was.
Right. I mean, sometimes they get out, sometimes they don't get out.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. But no, yes. Yes. Players only meeting.
Yeah.
You know, clear the air. What are you trying to do? What are your goals? I mean, because I can tell you, and some of them know it as well. Some of those guys know this may be their last run. This season may be their last run. And you know what? You don't want it to be this.
Got to change it on Sunday. Got to take a break. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister up until 6 o'clock tonight. Pelicans 6:30, 7 o'clock tip-off here on WWL. Do not forget the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup at 7 o'clock. Also kickoff with Boomer and Valenti. That is on WWL FM 105.3. Back after this here on Fans and the Pro. Welcome back, Mike Hoss and Deuce McAllister, for another 15 or 16 minutes as we take you up to 6 o'clock. Want to win tickets to the next Saints home game against the Atlanta Falcons? That's November 10th in Caesars Superdome. We'll score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. Open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square, and winning is easy. Go to WWL.com/contests and enter for your chance to win the tickets to battle with Atlanta. This is all from Dudley DeBosier, official injury lawyers of the Saints and Saints Radio, WWL. And that's what makes this beginning so tough, because if you look at the schedule, you knew the first five were going to be hard. You just knew. Three of them on the road in Kansas City, division games. You knew the first five were going to be tough. But you also knew that after this game, something rare was going to happen. After this game on Sunday, the Saints will live in their homes for a month, more than a month. They have three home games, and inside of that is a bye week. That's rare to know that you got a month in your building, in your bed, in your home. But you got to be relevant.
Well, not even relevant. I think it's, can you execute at the level that you need to execute? That's all I care about.
Did you see competition last week? That's what you said. I want to see competition.
You talking about doing the game or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, I look
for different things during the game, during practice. I want to see guys competing. You know, the word quit. Guys quit. They quit. You hadn't quit. Guys haven't quit.
You're reading social media.
No, well, that you hear it as well.
Yeah,
you hear it as well, and so that's where the competition. Will a guy go out and compete for me? I saw that. I want to see execute. I want to see execution, offense and defense. If I'm running a twist stunt, my tackle and my defensive end, they're trading places, or one is picking off a guy to where the defensive end, he slams right into the guard, and they're twisting, they're running a stunt, a game. Can you execute the stunt? We got a triple call. Tight end, tackle, guard. They are blocking in a triangle, three guys. However you make that triangle, now it's a little bit more advanced than that, but just for radio purposes, those three are going to block their three. So two of those guys are going to be double teaming. When you double team, are you allowing a guy to split you? Because if you allow the split to happen, the triple becomes irrelevant. Because now the other guy can't work up to the double team. And so, if you're following the ball, yes, you may not see some of that.
That's me.
Yeah, but if you're looking at it, the picture is beautiful. It's gorgeous. Because now the back, he can get up to the second, maybe even the third level before he's even touched. And now at some point, I look at the back and say, hey, it's on you. What do you mean? Like, they blocked everybody up. You have to make somebody miss. You have to be able to beat somebody. You can't just say, oh, it was a big play. You got to make somebody miss. Even in one-on-ones, 50-50 balls,
It's a 50-50.
That's why they call it that.
You can't go 0 for 3, 0 for 4 on 50-50 balls. Particularly if you're in position. You're in position to make a play. I don't need a perfect world, come up with the interception. But at worst, knock it down.
You could,
and then if
could,
he makes the catch, make the tackle.
Could you not say that offensively as well on the 50-50
balls? Well, it started with the offensive play.
Right.
But then I started thinking about all the other 50-50 defensive plays. Yeah. It started on the offense. That's where I was looking at for a 50-50 ball. If my quarterback is giving me an opportunity to go up and make a play on a 50-50 ball and there are no other defenders, it's me and another guy one-on-one, man, at some point I got to make a play. I got to make a play at some point. I got to. I mean, the odds, just from the football gods, something. I mean, and so I'm okay with 4 penalties, 5 penalties. I'm not okay when they're at critical times and they don't affect the play. But can you execute even the smallest of stuff? Because if you can't execute the small things, I know you're not going to do the big things.
Right.
I know you're not going to do the big things. And that's where we talk about how much am I giving them. Maybe I'm giving them too much because it's a lot. I can give you two plays at the line of scrimmage and you can check it and go to something totally different because you see weak pressure or you see a look that you don't like. Do you think the other 10 guys are going to get that? Do you think with that play clock running down, the other 10 guys can go out there and play fast?
And you need all 10 because if all it takes is one to miss it. And
if one doesn't get the call in,
right.
I hope he's not a guy that has a guy with a he's a hot read or he's blocking a guy that's right over top of him.
Take our final break. Come back, get some final thoughts here. Fans in the Pro, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. Pelicans at home tonight, the first of four straight at the Smoothie King Center. We're back after this here on WWLAMFM.com. Always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back, Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. For about another 3 minutes or so to get you up to 6 o'clock, which will be Boomer and Valenti. And then at 6:30, it's the Pelicans pregame show. And then at 7 o'clock, it's the Pelicans and Indiana, a couple of 2 and 3 teams. And if you want to keep listening, Boomer and Valenti, also the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, that will be WWL-FM at 105.3. Is there any Halloween candy still in the McAllister household?
Oh, there's a ton. I mean, the rain kind of limited the participation in my area, so there's a ton of candy, and it won't last long. I mean, it'll end up at, unfortunately, somebody's school because it won't stay at my house.
Well, you got to get. At least that's good. That's better discipline than me. If it's there, if it's sitting in front of me, man, I got a Tootsie Roll Pop sitting in front of me all day.
Snack on it?
I will. Heck yeah, I got no discipline.
I will a little bit, but at some point it's gonna be gone.
Oh, Deuce, man. This was, if they hadn't played, I know we're going to be tight here. If they hadn't played like they did at weeks 1 and 2, how would this feel different?
The potential is there. You hadn't had a lot of luck with injuries. So you've got potential, but you needed luck with injuries. You needed your guys to stay healthy. The record, you're a better team than what your record says, but you got to go out and play the games. So you play the games and you prove it on the field. I don't even want to talk about long-term or whatever, like the rest of the season. Win one game. Win one game. And then we can talk about, they're getting healthy or they're getting
a month at home.
Yeah.
Right. All that stuff doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Until you win one game, it's 6 in a row. And you ain't on the good side of 6 in a row. So you win one game, and you can kind of turn the script a little.
And we focus so much on third down, right? Third down, third down, third down. Dennis Allen today was talking to him. He's like, it's first and second down.
Well, you earn the right.
Right, but first and second, offense and defense.
But for the Saints, they've been in third and long for so long offensively. And, I mean, there was a couple times the safe choice was to hand it off almost like – waving a white flag where I'm not going to put my quarterback in a bad situation. And defensively,
you get to third down, and you got off the field a couple of times, but, I mean, you've had quarterbacks break contain. You know, they see cover two man, and they take off running. Or to make a play, they just throw it up to see, hey, it's a 50-50 ball. Maybe they'll hold. Maybe it's pass interference. Let's see.
Let's see. Noon on Sunday, 1 o'clock in Charlotte. Saints and the Panthers. My thanks to Charlie Long in the booth. As always, Deuce McAllister. Thanks for listening to Fans in the Pro. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. There's some weather coming, so keep an eye on that, and we'll talk to you soon.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!